弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天是父亲节，我也想用一节经文来勉励每位的父亲。
Today is Father's Day. I want to use a verse that to encourage every father.
我想用这个以弗所书第六章第四节。以弗所书第六章第四节说：“你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。”
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4: Fathers, do not provoke your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord.
但愿每位父亲在这个父亲节的时候，更让我们思想，我们作为父亲应该怎么样来教导神赐给我们的产业，我们的儿女。
On this Father's Day, I want every father to think about how the Lord teaches the father to how to teach their children in the way of the Lord.
让我们靠着神的恩典尽我们父亲的职责。
So that by God's grace, that every father can fulfill their responsibility.
让我们一起来为今天的我们的讲道来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，感谢你。
Father, let when we come before you, we give thanks.
谢谢主，每七日你就拿出这样一个圣日，让你的儿女来抛下一切的世上的财累，能够来安心的来敬拜。
Lord, we thank you that every week you ordain this day that we can separate it from the work and the world that we can come before you to worship you.
主，你说你是一个灵，所以来到你面前敬拜你的，要用心灵诚实来敬拜。
God, you said you are a spirit. Anyone who come before you need to worship you with the truth and the spirit.
所以就求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
We ask your Holy Spirit to lead each one's heart.
主，让我们真的用我们的全心全人来敬拜你。
So that we can worship you with an undivided.Full heart.
主，你也透过你的话语来教导我们，也让我们能够明白更多你的真理。
And through your words, please teach us so that we can understand more of your words.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣
名。We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们从马可福音前几次的信息我们知道
through the messages that from the previous chapters we know
主耶稣通过他在地上的事工，他一步一步的把他的弥赛亚的身份和他将要经历的这些苦难启示给他的门徒。
through the ministry on this world that Jesusrevealed his mission and his status as a Messiah to his disciples.
而门徒呢，承认并接受主耶稣就是他们盼望的弥赛亚，神的儿子，他们的救主基督。
Disciples that they admit and accept that Jesus is their Messiah and their Savior.
然而呢，当主耶稣清楚地告诉他们他要经历的这些苦难的时候，门徒都不愿意接受。
But when Jesus told them that the sufferings that he will go through, that disciples refused to accept them.
而且主耶稣还招致使徒彼得他的责备。
And even caused Peter that rebuked Jesus.
所以呢，主耶稣也用斥责这些污鬼的方式来责备彼得和其他的门徒。
So Jesus rebuked Peter and other disciples as the way that he rebuked the evil spirit.
来明确地告诉他们，他们虽然承认他的弥赛亚身份，但是他们却不知道弥赛亚的使命和他的意义。
He clearly told them that even though they admit his status as Messiah, but they do not refuse, they refuse to accept the mission as a Messiah.
弥赛亚的使命并不是说带领以色列人推翻罗马帝国的统治。
The mission of the Messiah is not to lead the Israelites to overturn the government of the Romans.
来在地上建立一个统一的以色列国。
So that he can help the Israelites to build a unified Israelite country.
而恰恰相反，弥赛亚的使命乃是受苦， 神的百姓被神的百姓弃绝，而且最后被杀，杀了后复活。
On the contrary, the Messiah's mission is to come to suffer and die for his people.
所以呢，主耶稣如此严厉的来责备门徒，就像斥责撒旦一样。
So Jesus rebuked his disciples as the way that he rebuked Satan.
因为虽然门徒的出发点是好的，主观上他们是不想让主耶稣受苦。
Even though the disciples' objection is good, their intention is good, but they do not want Jesus to suffer.
但他们本质上和魔鬼撒旦却站在了一起，来抵挡神的救赎的计划。
But in essence, that they stand along the way that where the Satan is, then trying to prevent Jesus' ministry.
因为门徒不知道弥赛亚的使命。
Because the disciples do not understand Jesus' mission.
所以也就不知道什么是跟随主耶稣。
That is, they do not understand what does it mean to follow Jesus.
也就不知道如何行才是他真正的门徒。
And they do not understand what they should do as being a disciple of Jesus.
这对周围的众人，别的那些门徒之外的人更是如此，因为他们连耶稣是谁都不知道。
So to the other outsiders, that it's even more confusion because they do not understand who Jesus truly is.
那么从今天我们刚才读到的信息，我们也会一起分享，一会儿会看到主耶稣斥责完门徒之后，就把门徒叫到一边。
Through today's passage, we just read that Jesus, after he rebuked the disciples, then he called his disciples to the other side.
向他们进一步解释，为了完成神的救赎计划，实现神为信他之人所预备的救恩。
He continued to explain patiently to them that what is the salvation plan for God and how he needs to fulfill the mission.
为了达到这个目的，不但弥赛亚要受苦，而且他的门徒也必然会受苦。
In order to fulfill this plan, that not only the Messiah will suffer, also his disciples will suffer too.
那么就像主耶稣呢，在马太福音十章二十四节所告诉的。
Just like Jesus told them in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 24.
他说：“学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。”
A student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master.
所以这当然这是指门徒在世上的经历而言的。
This is talking related to the experience that the disciples will have on earth.
也就是你们的老师或者师父都经过了这样的苦难，那么跟随他的人必然会经历。
He's telling the disciples that your teacher, your master, that also experienced all the suffering, that you should do the same too.
那么透过今天的信息呢，求主引导我们明白这样一个真理。
Through today's sermon, that we pray God help us to understand this truth.
那么主耶稣基督他的门徒一定会是一个会舍己，并会因福音的缘故做美好见证的人。
As being a disciple of Jesus Christ, that they will deny themselves and bear good testimony to others.
那么主耶稣基督的门徒在他们的生命的历程中会有与世人不同的各样的表现。
And in their life experience, that they will show different testimony compared to the outside people.
那么具体的表现在以下这三个方面，他们与世人的不同。
Then they have the three categories.
那么首先是主耶稣基督的门徒呢，不会以自我为中心。
First, the Lord disciples will not be self-centered.
还有主耶稣的门徒呢，会为主和福音活此一生。
The Lord Jesus' disciples, that they will live their life for the Lord and the gospel.
那么主耶稣的门徒也不会以主和他的道为耻辱。
And also the Lord's disciples, that they will not be ashamed of God's word and the Lord and his word.
所以我把这三方面呢，统称为耶稣门徒的标记。
So this category, I call them the marks of the disciples.
我们先看门徒的第一个标记，就是主耶稣的门徒呢，不会以自我为中心。
First, let us take a look that the Lord's disciple will not be self-centered.
这就是第三十四节。
Verse 34.
于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
那么主耶稣的意思是说，虽然他走到哪里，都有他的门徒和很多的人跟在他的后边。
Jesus explains that even though wherever he goes, that there's a crowd and also his disciples following him.
来听他的教训，看他医病赶鬼，还行各样的神迹。
They listen to his teaching and also saw him that cast out the demons and healed the sick and doing all the miracles.
但是这样做并不叫跟从他。
But this is not truly called following him.
所以这也相当于主耶稣在对我们讲。
This is also same that as Jesus talking to us.
并不是常常参加主日敬拜和教会各样活动，就是在跟从主耶稣。
And if you come often to worship, and also to the church gathering, is not called a disciple.
当然，不这样做的更不是跟随主了。
Of course, if you don't do this, you're not called a disciple either.
那么，跟从某人实际的含义就是来效法他的所作所为。
Following some people, that the deeper meaning is that you imitate that person's saying and doing.
主耶稣所做的首先是舍己。
So first, Jesus, what he has done is deny himself.
那么舍己就是不为自己考虑。
That is, they do not consider for themselves.
不以自己为中心。
Not live a life that's self-centered.
敢于对。出于自己私意的心思意念说不
，and they will say no to the selfish thinking.
那么耶稣基督呢？他本来是神的儿子，却顺服父神的旨意。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but he obeys his heavenly Father.
卑微他自己，成为人的样式。
He humbled himself and became like man.
为把信他的人从最终拯救出来。做了他们的赎罪祭。
In order to save those that who believes him, so he made himself an atonement.
所以这叫舍己。
So this is called deny himself.
那么摩西也是一个例子。那么他呢，舍弃王子的尊荣。
Moses is another good example that he gave up that his dignity as being a prince.
那么宁可和他的百姓一同受苦。所以神把他称为一个他忠心的仆人。
So he would rather choose to suffer with his own people.
那么就像希伯来书十一章二十四节到二十五节告诉我们。
Just like it is written in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24-25.
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
所以我们从这儿也能看出摩西他的舍己。
So here we can see Moses denies himself.
主耶稣所做的第二件事，就是为信他的人钉在死在十字架上。
The second thing that Jesus did for his people that he died on the cross for him.
我们知道，当主耶稣对门徒和众人讲这些话的时候，他还没有上十字架。
We know that when Jesus told his disciples these words, that he hadn't gone to the cross yet.
然而，门徒和众人完全明白他在讲一件事。就是死亡。
But the disciples and the crowd, they fully understand that he's talking about one thing, that is death.
因为在当时罗马帝国统治这个以色列这个地区的时候。
Because at that time, during the Romans, governing of this area.
那么他们执行死刑的主要方式就是把罪犯钉在十字架上。
The way that they for the death penalty is nail the person, the criminal, to on the cross.
所以呢，耶稣的门徒还有跟随他的这些众人，很多人是借过被判死刑的这些罪犯背着自己的十字架到刑场以及被钉死的这个全过程。
So Jesus and his disciples, they already saw that some of the death penalty were the criminals that carry their own cross to the area that they will be nailed on the cross.
所以呢，当他告诉门徒和周围这些人的时候，人们马上为什么拒绝他？就是因为他们知道这件事情不能发在主耶他们的这个救主的身上。
So when Jesus told them this thing, that the death, but they refused to accept that this will not happen to the Messiah Jesus. Because they truly know that crucified on the cross is a terrible suffering.
而耶稣基督呢，他是在告诉他们。
But Jesus is telling them.
作为他们的救主弥赛亚，他会经历这一切的苦难。
As being a savior, a Messiah, that he will, go through all these sufferings.
而且呢，他的门徒也必然会在一生中经历各样不同的苦难。
And his disciples also, in their lifetime, they will also go through different circumstances and suffering.
所以他们要从现在开始，要必须。来预备忍受各样的屈辱，甚至是死亡。
So at this time, they should be prepared mentally that they will also go through all this suffering.
所以这里的背起他的十字架来跟从我的意思，就是说基督徒要时刻预备为跟随主耶稣付上死亡的代价。
And here, the take up a person's cross and follow Jesus means that every disciple that should be prepared that any time that we will go follow Jesus with all the way that he needs us to be.
因为他们知道，所有的背着十字架往前走的人，最终的终点就是刑场。
Because we know that if you carry your cross, that the destination is the Calvary, that where you will be crucified.
也就是最后就是死亡的最终的结果。
That is the result, the death penalty.
那么主耶稣呢，接着解释了为什么做他的门徒需要付上如此大的代价。
Jesus continued to explain the why.This great price has been paid, need to be paid by his disciples.
他这样解释是为了让人们知道他的门徒与世人有完全不同的生活的目的。
He wants his disciples to understand his disciples, their life purpose is different from the world.
那么这也就是我们今天要看到的门徒的第二个标记，就是主耶稣的门徒会为主和福音来活此一生。
That is our second point. The disciples of Jesus will live his life for the gospel.
这是三十五到三十七节。
This is verse 35 to 37.
我们先来看三十五节。
35.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
那么这里主耶稣其实在明确地告诉人们，一个人如果一生为自己而活。
So Jesus here is clearly telling us that if one lives his life only for himself,
那么想通过自己的工作来保全他自己的生命，最终的结果必然会导致死亡。
By his own work, they want to preserve their life, that the result is death.
但是呢，一个人如果知道自己的卑微，知道自己的有限，知道自己的有罪。
If one understands their humility and their limited, so the...
那么他就知道每分钟健康、平安和快乐的生活都是神的恩典。
So they will understand that every minute that they live with joy and peace is the gift from God.
而每分钟没有痛苦，没有死亡，没有悲伤的生活，都是神的怜悯。
And every minute that they live without suffering is all because of God's mercy.
那么他就会依靠主的恩典和怜悯来度过此一生。
They will live their life that according to God's mercy and grace.
他的一生不再为自己而活。
And they will no longer live for themselves.
而是因为神的恩典和怜悯，为传福音和荣耀神而活。
It is because God's grace and mercy that they live their life for the gospel's sake.
他虽然有一天也会结束在地上的有限的生命。
Even though one day they will end their life on earth.
但是他会得到神所赐的永生。
But they will have eternal life from God.
我们再看36节。
Verse 36.
人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, but forfeit his soul?
其实主耶稣在这里呢，好像是在给他的门徒上一节这个属灵的这个经济学的课。
But here Jesus seems teaching a spiritual economic lesson to his disciples.
那么他告诉他们，如果一个人拥有这个世界上的全部的东西，
He's telling them even though a man gains the everything in this world,
所有这些东西都可能会给他带来一定的好处。
All those things that from this world gain their themselves some benefit.
但是如果他得到学这些东西是用以他生命的代价得到的。
But if they gain all these worldly things that through their own life,
那么他什么益处也没有得到。
Actually, they did not gain anything.
那么他就像是用一件相当昂贵的东西换了一件毫无价值的东西。
That is, for example, that they exchange a thing that without any value is a very precious, valuable thing.
所以也就像他呢，就是把所有的他的家当换了一个没有用的东西，这也就意味着他的破产。
And they use all their savings that exchange for a thing that is not usable. That is a bankruptcy.
那么这里的生命是指人的内在的，被神造人时赋予每个人的。那些不能看见的东西。
And this life that is the thing that God, when God created man, that gave to man, and the visible, it cannot be seen visibly.
这也就是我们的灵魂。
And that is man's soul.
那么我们的生命到底有多么的宝贵？
So how precious is our life?
那么第37节这里告诉我们。
And verse 37 tells us,
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
也就是说，没有任何世上的东西可以和一个人的生命相比。
That is, there's nothing in this world that can compare, that is comparable to one's soul.
就是整个世界也抵不上一个人的一个生命。
The whole world is not worthy compared to a man's soul.
因为他是主耶稣基督亲自用他的生命换取的。
Because this is Jesus that used his own life exchanged for man's soul.
而他又是永生神的儿子。
And this is the eternal God's son.
所以我们本与神是隔绝，与神为敌。
So we are enemies of God and we are separated from God.
我们本为可怒之子，我们本该灭亡。
We are the sons of wrath, and we should be destroyed.
那么是主耶稣基督他在十字架上的死，也因着我们的信。
It is Jesus' death on the cross, and also through our faith.
那么他把我们与神断绝的关系才重新连在一起。
And he restores the relationship between us and the Father by his death.
那么就像希伯来书十章十九到二十节告诉我们。
Just like it's described in the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血 得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Verse 19 to 20, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body.
所以我们能够来到神的面前，好像是我们是踏在主耶稣他的身体上过去的。
So that we come before God just like we walked on Jesus' body and come to the Father.
我们再看一下基督徒的第三个标记。
And let us take a look of the third marks of the disciples.
那么就是我们最后一节三十八节告诉我们的，主耶稣的门徒他不以主和他的道为耻辱。
And it described in the verse 38 that Jesus' disciple will not be ashamed of the Lord and His word.
那么有的人蒙恩得救，成为基督徒以后。总是想把他的经历来告诉他的亲人、朋友或者其他身边的人。
Some believers, after they are being saved, that they always want to share their testimony, how they been saved to his friends and relatives.
想让他们知道他成为了一名基督徒了，这是他的骄傲。
And they want to tell others that they are a Christian now, then that is their pride.
然而也有的人信主多年，从来没有把他的经历告诉任何人。
And also there's others that even though they believed for many years, but they never share their testimony to others.
那么他周围的人根本不知道他是一位基督徒。
And the people that around them never know he or she is a Christian.
因为他们主观的认为耶稣好，信耶稣好像就是一件不怎么光彩的事情。
Because in their subjective thinking that they think that believing Jesus seems a shameful thing.
一旦被人发现或者知道，可能会遭遇窘迫，也可能被人耻笑。
And if others find out they are Christians, that they will probably tease them or mocking them.
其实这个对我们每一个基督徒可能都或多或少的存在这种现象。
This seems happens to every Christians, more or less.
其实呢，人为什么呢？因为人们总是喜欢谈论平安、美好和喜乐的事情。
Because we all like to share joy, peace, and things that we think are good.
而常常回避谈论那些关于顺服或者是受苦这些苦难的事情。
And we often avoid to share that sufferings and the difficulties things that we feel is shameful, not good.
然而跟随主耶稣基督的核心内容就是顺服他的教导，还有随时准备为他而受苦。
But the center that for following Jesus is to be obedient and to suffer like him.
然而罪人的本性就是追求享乐和自由。
But the nature of the sinners that they is seeking enjoyment and fulfillment.
不想受到任何的限制。
And they do not want to be restricted by anybody.
而顺服和受苦呢，又是每个人不想经历的事情。
And the suffering and the obedience, no one wants to participate.
所以呢所以呢，就是当被多人，所以很多人就把这个当作是也就耻辱的事情。
So many people consider this as shameful things.
所以就像这个三十八章告诉我们的。
Like it said in verse 38.
他说：“凡在这淫乱的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。”
If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
那么主耶稣在这里呢，是告诉我们，如果我们把信耶稣和跟随他一同受苦当作是可耻的。
Jesus here is teaching us that if we think that believe Jesus and following him and suffer is being a shameful thing.
那么当他第二次来审判这个世界的时候，他也会把我们当作是可耻的。
And when he comes the second time to judge the world, he will consider such people as shameful.
而如果我们在耶稣基督的眼里当作是可耻的，我们就不能成为神的子民。
If we are being considered as shameful before Jesus' eye, that we cannot be his disciples.
我们也就不可能得到永生。
And we cannot obtain the eternal life.
然而这里我们必须要注意这么一点。
And here we need to focus on this.
如果我们是因为肉体的软弱，偶尔一时让主的名让我们蒙羞。
If we are doing this is because one time weakness in spiritually.
那么我们并不会失去主给我们的救恩。
We will not lose the salvation that the Lord gave to us.
也就是不会失去我们作为神儿女的身份。
That we will not lose our status as being a child of God.
我们靠着神赐我们的信心和力量来认罪悔改，求主赦免，必会重新得力。
Through the faith and the strength that God gave us, that we confess our sin and repent.
那么使徒彼得其实就是一个很好的事例。
And Apostle Peter is a good example in this.
那我们知道他在最后的晚餐中，在路加福音二十二章是31-34节有这样的记录。
We know that in the Last Supper with Jesus, then there's a recording that in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31.
那么这里主耶稣告诉彼得说：“西门，西门，撒旦要得着你们，好像塞你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。”你回头以后要接过你的弟兄。彼得说：主啊，我就是同你下阶，同你受死，也是甘心。耶稣说：彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, that you will deny three times that you know me.
我们从福音书中我们知道，那么当主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，他的门徒全部逃跑了。那么彼得在他的面前三次不认主。
We know that after Jesus was nailed on the cross, that all his disciples that scattered away, they are afraid of the persecution.
为什么这样做？也就是耶稣就是这样说的，他呢是在人的面前，把认主当作是一个耻辱，或者是会给自己带来危害。
Why they did that? Because in front of the whole crowd that.They consider that Jesus, following Jesus and his death on the cross is a shameful thing.
然而呢，虽然使徒彼得有过这些好像我们说的不光彩的事情，但是呢，靠着主的恩典和怜悯，他悔改后被主大大的使用。
We know that even though Peter has all these things that considered shameful, but after that he repented that he was being used by Jesus greatly.
最后成为初代教会的先驱，最后为主的名而殉道。
And he became a forerunner of the church in the early days, and he was martyred and died for the gospel's sake.
但主耶稣也知道我们的软弱。
And Jesus also considers our weakness.
所以我们在哪里跌倒，就让我们从哪里起来。
So where we have fallen short, that Jesus will help us to get up.
让我们认罪悔改，求主来赦免。
And let us confess our sin and repent.
靠着主所赐我们的恩典和力量，继续跟随主的脚踪，直到我们走完在世的旅途。
Through the strength that and faith from the Lord, that we can continue to follow Him to finish our journey.
那么今天呢，我们通过主耶稣对门徒和众人的教导。
Today, through the teachings that from Jesus to His disciples.
那么我们知道，做主的门徒就是要舍己顺服，在世为主做美好的见证。
And we know that being Jesus' disciple, that is, deny ourselves and bear good testimony for the Lord.
那么它具体表现在三个方面。
And it is demonstrated in three areas.
就是主耶稣的门徒不会以自我为中心。
We will not live a life self-centered.
那么主耶稣的门徒不会为主，一定会为主和福音来活此一生。
And the Lord disciple will live their life for the gospel and the Lord.
那么主耶稣基督的门徒不会以主和他的福音为耻。
And the Lord's gospel will not be ashamed of the Lord and His words.
我们从中我们可以至少学到下面一些应用。
And we can learn some applications in our life.
那么基督徒的生命一定是一个舍己的生命。
And the Christian's life must be a life that denies themselves.
因为我们的救恩不是靠自己的努力来赚来的。
Because our salvation is not a hard work from ourselves.
那是神所赐的完全的恩典。
And it is totally a gift from the God.
如果我们没有舍己，我们一定不会有顺服。
Without denying ourselves that we will not be obedient to Him.
而顺服就是意味着随时随地愿意牺牲自己的利益。
And being obedient, that means that at any time, anywhere that we want to give our life for the Lord.
愿意为主的名和福音顺服主的教导，甚至愿意因主的名去受苦死亡。
For the name of the Lord, that we want to give our life and being obedient to Him, even to the point of death.
那么基督徒要知道他的生命的价值。
Christians need to understand the value of their life.
那么我们的生命呢，是神的儿子耶稣基督用他自己的生命来赎买的。
Our life is being purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那么它的价值超过整个世界。
And it's more precious than the whole world.
基督徒要在众人面前，那么来承认自己是神的儿女。
And in front of the people that we need to admit that we are disciples of him.
把传福音和为主做美好的见证当作是主交托给我们的使命。
Proclaiming the gospel and the live a life that following him is a mission from our Lord.
那么我们知道了这些之后呢，让我们问我们自己这么一些问题。
And we can ask ourselves some questions.
那么我为主的名在我的生命中是否放弃过什么？
And have I ever give up anything that for the name of the Lord?
我为主名的缘故是否在我的生命中牺牲过什么？
For the name of the Lord, that if I sacrificed anything in my life for the Lord.
那么我为主的名是否在我的生命中受过什么屈辱？
And for the name of the Lord, that if I suffered any thing that being shamed by the gospel, for the gospel.
那么我有没有感受过到在众人面前承认主的名和传福音是一件窘迫的事情？
Have I ever considered it's a shameful thing that I proclaim God's gospel to others?
让我们每个神的儿女，我们可以来到主的面前。诚实地回答这些问题。
Every Christian that we should answer these questions with a sincere heart before the Lord.
好，我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，透过你的话语来教导我们。
Father, we thank you through your words that you taught us.
让我们真的知道，做你的门徒，主真的是需要付上多少代价。
And let us understand that being your disciples, that what kind of a price that we need to pay.
也让我们知道，主，你已经为我们舍己，你已经为我们付上了完全的代价。
Let us understand that you denied yourself and paid yourself for our sin.
你发自在每一个你儿女身上的，主，都是我们一定能够承受的。
And anything that you let happen to us, that it also we can bear.
因为你顾念我们。
Because you care for us.
主，孩子就求主你，真的向每个你的儿女施恩，给我们力量，让我们能够真正的成为主你的门徒。
Lord, we pray to you that let each of your children that worthy of your calling and being your disciple.
让我们能够真正的舍己，不以福音为耻，让我们能够在世做主你美好的见证。
So that we can deny ourselves and not ashamed of the gospel, and bear good testimonies for you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.